Video: fans leaving World Series in Phoenix blast pro-Hamas protesters, killing kids. That's what you're for. By Warner Todd Houston on November 3, 2023. Fans leaving Chase Field in downtown Phoenix after the World Series Thursday blasted a group of pro-Hamas protesters who had gathered to denounce Israel and the United States for its support of the Jewish nation. The protesters chanted and gave anti-Semitic speeches over a loudspeaker during the game. In one speech, a woman wearing a headscarf and who calls herself a Palestinian-American blasted U.S. policy for sending aid to Israel and saying she is ashamed of her American side. "We send $4 billion a year in weapons, against civilians, against unarmed civilians. Biden is trying to approve $100 billion," the woman said to her audience. The crowd responded saying, "We don't call it aid." Another protester mounted the stage screaming that they need to be loud enough for the fans inside Chase Field to hear them. "Why are out here tonight? Because they don't want us out here tonight, right?" he yelled. "They do not want to hear our voices. So we need to make sure we are loud enough so those people in those stadiums can feel us." Speaker for at Plumpx Metro outside the World Series downtown Phoenix, Arizona. "Why are out here tonight? Because they don't want us out here tonight, right? They do not want to hear our voices. So we need to make sure we are loud enough so those people in those stadiums can feel us." pic.twitter.com/rollxp to Kijtsi. Sean Campbell, at Scamble Films, November 2, 2023. Another took aim at the Democrat Party and urged protesters to stop voting blue. "I am tired of being told to vote blue, no matter who. When we're fucking genocide. Fuck Biden," she screeched. Speaker for at Maslieb is outside the World Series downtown Phoenix, Arizona at pro-Palestine protest. "I am tired of being told to vote blue, no matter who. When we are expletive genocide. Expletive Biden." pic.twitter.com/t/tdfpdf4sp. Sean Campbell, at Scamble Films, November 2, 2023. But the praise for the activists' speeches from the small crowd of protesters was quickly overshadowed once fans started leaving Chase Field after the game. Baseball fans were unsupportive and many taunted the pro-Hamas protesters, cursed at them, and yelled out pro-Israel slogans. One fan told the Hamas supporters to get out of the USA and he called them terrorists for supporting the Palestinians as a police officer tried to get him to keep moving along. A gentleman leaving the World Series game at Chase Stadium in downtown Phoenix, Arizona exchanged words with pro-Palestine protesters. "This is my country, get out. You're a terrorist, get out. You support Hamas, you support Hamas." He was escorted out by police. No arrests. pic.twitter.com/mitiuk. Sean Campbell, at Scamble Films, November 2, 2023. In a short interview, that same man flamed the protesters for refusing to denounce the terrorism of Hamas. "They have to denounce Hamas. If they don't denounce Hamas, then they're a terrorist organization," he said of the protesters. "If Palestinians really wanted to be free, then they would denounce Hamas. We don't want to be under control of Hamas." I interviewed the man calling protesters terrorists and asking if they support Hamas. He says they have to denounce Hamas. If they don't denounce Hamas, then they're a terrorist organization. If Palestinians really wanted to be free, then they would denounce Hamas. We. pic.twitter.com/1rvwvnzmbf. Sean Campbell, at Scamble Films, November 2, 2023. Others attacked the protesters from several directions. "Free them from Hamas," one yelled. "Kill decapitated babies. You stupid motherfuckers," another said. "Who is paying you all? Who puts money in your pocket? Somebody is paying you," one fan accused. "Fuck you. Muslims hate Jews. Muslims hate Jews," another yelled. Attendees piling out of Chase Field after the World Series exchange words with pro-Palestine protesters. "Free them from Hamas. Kill decapitated babies. You expletive. Who is paying you all? Who puts money in your pocket? Somebody is paying you. Expletive. Muslims hate." pic.twitter.com/4x4a.duff. Sean Campbell, at Scamble Films, November 2, 2023. Another infuriated baseball fan yelled at the Hamas supporters, "Killing kids at a rave, K Killing kids at rave, huh? That's what you're for. Leaving Chase Field after the Bucks loss in the World Series, a counter-protester engages with the pro-Palestine protest shouting killing kids at a rave, killing kids at rave, that's what you're for. pic.twitter.com/a5ws1zskk. Sean Campbell, at Scamble Films, November 2, 2023. Finally, a man waved an Israeli flag at the protesters and was hugged and congratulated by several other baseball fans for defying the Hamas supporters. A man waves the Israeli flag at the pro-Palestine protesters outside Chase Field after the Bucks loss in the World Series. Two men hug as another tells them the crowd isn't causing any problems. pic.twitter.com/lehuaxpazes. Sean Campbell, at Scamble Films, November 2, 2023. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.